And I think, in thinking through as far as people are concerned, one of the areas that I think has happened and is very interesting is that rhetoricians who are based in English departments and rhetoricians in communication departments don't, they have some interaction, but not nearly what you would think that they would have. And I think one area that the communication folks have really done, marvelous work has been in the visual field. Someone like Paul Massaris has just done, fabulous, fabulous work. And then Lester Olson and Carla Finnegan and Diane Hope did a wonderful edited collection not too long ago with visual rhetoricians in it on the communication side, which is really quite fabulous. So one of my hopes is that dialogues will start coming into place with the visuals, and that maybe we can, unite the rhetoricians in the two different fields in stronger ways. And I think the other thing that I think is, kind of thinking about influences is that, you start thinking about the people's work that you love, like Anne Wesacki, who has been very influential. I mean, her work is always just so smart and wonderful. And of course, Cynthia Self and Gail Hauscher, which, I mean, anybody working in the field of computers and composition owe them great gratitude, and the work that they've done has just been absolutely fabulous. And I think that, in my work, someone like Jeffrey Sirk, who has spent time working on the Surrealists and pulling them into Compton theory and computer theory, has been very helpful. The edited collection by Charles Hill and Margaret Helmer's Defining Visual Rhetoric, which would be kind of the counterpart to Lester Olson and Carla Finnegan's book, which is just absolutely wonderful and rich with visual rhetoricians. But I think, somebody else who has been very important has been the work of Günther Kress, who I don't know if he would call himself a visual rhetorician, but clearly his work with the New London Group, and actually the work of the New London Group, has been just extremely helpful. And I think when I start, kind of combining all that through and then pulling from people in the field of medieval studies, Michael Camille, who is just absolutely fabulous, and then pulling someone like Scott McCloud's work in Understanding Comics, suddenly you've got kind of this dynamics of interacting voices in your head that lead to very interesting moments of kairos and invention. And of course, W.J.T. Mitchell, who I dearly love his work. And he's coming from an art historian, literary side. And he's just done just absolutely fabulous stuff.
I think that's helpful. I mean, that's really helpful, too, just to have that context. So thank you. Thank you so much for making that even more explicit.
Good. I'm glad that was helpful.